I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful, and this is What's What. When news no longer matters and everyone's reporting the same story ad infinitum, we have a problem. When there is one side and only one side, we're robots or Stepford spouses and don't really know what's going on, do we? Here's my take on the loss of CBS News Radio. I've always wanted to say that. Now we have one network feeding national news that is not regurgitated from television. First, though, this is sad. Very, very sad. As a longtime consumer of CBS News over many years and knowing people who have worked there at some point or another, it's so disheartening. First, it was Voice of America, then NPR, now CBS. Imagine you are working to damage information being reported by actual journalists who live for what they do and what they've accomplished. They are proud of themselves and proud Americans. Then we take American news away from outside of the country, also produced by real truth tellers who have poured their hearts into their work. NPR is Tiny Desk Concerts, Fresh Air, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's an echo chamber out there the more we delete these iconic brands. CBS was iconic. Walter Cronkite and Edward Murrow, Dan Rather and Harry Smith. If the rumors are true and the radio network was making under $100,000 a month, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Barter is no longer a viable option for news radio. You get small markets who really want to run news and have no money. They also don't have salespeople. Sometimes they do, but then their salespeople are also their news anchors. Are we still consolidating talent? But I digress. So you've got stations who want news but have no cash. They can't sell it because they don't have salespeople. So they go barter. And they can't sponsor their news because they just gave away all their airtime for barter. On the flip side, you have a network that goes all in on barter. Sure, they have hundreds of stations, but are any paying a premium to get their premium content? So now the vicious cycle is, how do we get news to tiny town America? And how do we get them real news, not manufactured stories that are circulating online and on social media? We are dealing with higher prices at the gas pump, grocery stores, and in retail. Do people in tiny town America know why? If they don't have news and they're looking at the same things, pages, groups online, how do they know? What we need is people behind the scenes that care about the talent they are employing. We need people who care about the product they are selling, not their bottom line. This is a behemoth that could have easily written off expenditures, consolidated positions in different regions, charge a premium, help tiny towns figure out creative ways to get or gather their own news and sell digital ads, do podcasts, stream, and any other number of things. Where are the consultants when you need them? Anyway, does anybody know how much Fox or ABC radio news networks make per month? Let's mull this together. We want all voices, all shows, all stories to be heard, not a limited few. Am I right? Remember, this last story is not for air. The next five are one newscast and five voicers for you to air for free on your radio station or podcast. I've been seeing some stories online lately about how you should leave a toilet while it's flushing, lid up or down. A study a few years back says flushing with the lid open shoots microscopic aerosolized particles which can send bacteria around a bathroom. Yuck. Scientists say since viruses are much smaller than bacteria, they studied if closing the lid might spread viruses into toilets. Thank God for research. Viruses didn't really spread differently with the lid up or down. The best move, they say, is to just disinfect to kill all the germs and wash your hands. There's another way besides coffee? A book on burnout by a working mom. I'm so effing tired. A proven plan to beat burnout, boost your energy, and reclaim your life. NPR talking about the book. The main takeaway? Change your gut with a nutrient-dense, plant-based diet. Other things to note, wear an eye mask at night, wear headphones to bed, expose yourself to sunlight early in the morning to align your natural circadian rhythm, and work out most days, especially in the morning. Not to pile on, but consider a hobby which can also get you excited and energized. As gas prices skyrocket, electric vehicles are becoming more popular. Bloomberg reports the worldwide shift to EVs helped save as much as 2.3 million barrels of oil a day in 2025, up from 1.3 million daily barrels in 2024. Those studying such phenomena say it's a combo of more charging networks, lower battery costs, and manufacturer incentives. Last year, China's new car sales were more than 50% EVs. Vietnam, 38%. The EU was 26% in the United States, only about 10%. Here's a great idea for a book. Talk people into eating more ice cream. I'm in. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel's new tome, Eat Your Ice Cream, Six Simple Rules for a Long and Healthy Life, was recently featured on CBS News. Pretty simple theory, the oncologist and health policy expert says he thinks ice cream should be a regular part of life and that folks should stop obsessing. The book also includes easy ideas about exercising, what to eat, and reminds that sleep is essential to all-around wellness. He also says to be smart, don't smoke or do drugs, and get vaccinated. A historic move by FIFA. A new rule says women's national teams have to have either female head coaches or assistants. It starts this fall. The organization says they hope it will help bring more female coaches to the women's game. It's for all youth and senior tournaments, national team competitions, and club competitions. It starts at the under-20 Women's World Cup in September, but will also be mandated at the Women's World Cup in Brazil next year and beyond. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been An Earful. I've been seeing some stories online lately about how you should leave a toilet while it's flushing, lid up or down. A study a few years back says flushing with the lid open shoots microscopic aerosolized particles which can send bacteria around a bathroom. Yuck. Scientists say since viruses are much smaller than bacteria, they studied if closing the lid might spread viruses into toilets. Thank God for research. Viruses didn't really spread differently with the lid up or down. The best move, they say, is to just disinfect to kill all the germs and wash your hands. I'm Leslie Lotto. There's another way besides coffee? A book on burnout by a working mom. I'm So Effing Tired, a proven plan to beat burnout, boost your energy, and reclaim your life. NPR talking about the book. The main takeaway? Change your gut with a nutrient-dense, plant-based diet. Other things to note, wear an eye mask at night, wear headphones to bed, expose yourself to sunlight early in the morning to align your natural circadian rhythm, and work out most days, especially in the morning. Not to pile on, but consider a hobby which can also get you excited and energized. I'm Leslie Lotto. As gas prices skyrocket, electric vehicles are becoming more popular. Bloomberg reports the worldwide shift to EVs helped save as much as 2.3 million barrels of oil a day in 2025, up from 1.3 million daily barrels in 2024. Those studying such phenomena say it's a combo of more charging networks, lower battery costs, and manufacturer incentives. Last year, China's new car sales were more than 50% EVs. Vietnam, 38%. The EU was 26% in the United States, only about 10%. I'm Leslie Lotto. Here's a great idea for a book. Talk people into eating more ice cream. I'm in. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel's new tome, Eat Your Ice Cream, Six Simple Rules for a Long and Healthy Life, was recently featured on CBS News. Pretty simple theory, the oncologist and health policy expert says he thinks ice cream should be a regular part of life and that folks should stop obsessing. The book also includes easy ideas about exercising, what to eat, and reminds that sleep is essential to all-around wellness. He also says to be smart, don't smoke or do drugs, and get vaccinated. I'm Leslie Lotto. A historic move by FIFA. A new rule says women's national teams have to have either female head coaches or assistants. It starts this fall. The organization says they hope it will help bring more female coaches to the women's game. It's for all youth and senior tournaments, national team competitions, and club competitions. It starts at the under-20 Women's World Cup in September, but will also be mandated at the Women's World Cup in Brazil next year and beyond. I'm Leslie Lotto.